Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
As we hear the echoes of the cries of the angels, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, we look forward now to the beginning of what we would call the new year. As we stand at the cusp of what is ahead for 2024, we probably have mixed emotions, many things on the horizon which we are unsure of, many things which could cause us to become concerned. But we have the steadiness and the faithfulness of God to guide and direct us, even as God guided and directed Joseph. God guided and directed His holy ones. We have the assurance that God will guide and direct us, because we have a guidebook. Whenever we go on a trip and we go to a different place, one thing I like to do is get a guidebook. A guidebook can show us places that we for sure want to see, and sometimes it even instructs us about things that we really should avoid if possible. God has given us a guidebook, something that will be with us as a light. Of course, I'm speaking about the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. It is our guidebook. Scripture itself says it is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. I don't know about you, but most times I travel with a flashlight. It's a small flashlight. But over and over again, it has served me well in different circumstances or situations I really wouldn't have foreseen, except because I have the flashlight, it gives me direction and helps me to find my way and not stumble. God has given us the Holy Scriptures to guide and direct us, so our feet do not stumble. And it informs us about things that we ought to see and ought to do, and also things to avoid in this coming year. God's Word is more than just a book. It says of itself that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joint and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is something supernatural about God's Word. And it is able to become infused in us and produce life. It is life to those who find it, and health to all their whole flesh. It's our owner's manual, you might say. It's that thing that God has imparted to us and given to us so that it might tell us how to live and show us how to live. Scripture itself says, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are ways that might seem to be profitable to us. There are ways that might seem to be the best. But if they are contrary to God's Word, and they are not in accordance with the will of God as revealed in His Word, they will not bring about good fruit. Don't we want to be people who are firm and in the foundation of our faith, rooted in the soil of God's grace and mercy, unable to be moved by whatever this next year brings? Psalm says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he will be as a tree firmly planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in its season, and its leaf never withers, and in whatever he does, he prospers. That's the kind of life God intends for us to experience. That's the kind of joy that he wishes for all of us. And the directions and the steps to achieve it are here in his word. Scripture is a central part of our holy tradition as Orthodox Christians. But do we attend to it? Do we allow it to be a light unto our path? Or does it sit gathering dust on our shelf day after day? Can we meditate in it, as the scripture says? When I think of meditating, I think about preparing meat for cooking when it's marinated. You put the meat in a bag, usually, and you put some sort of marinade sauce in there with it, and you put it in the refrigerator overnight, and it soaks up that flavor of that sauce into the meat so that when you eat it, you can taste it. God's desire is for us to become marinated in God's word, to become saturated with the truth of God's word, that it truly becomes a light to our path and a lamp to us as we progress, as we go forward. God's word is true, it is verified, even as we read in the scripture today about the prophets and how they prophesied concerning the Christ centuries before the event. See, God has given to us wisdom, he's given to us understanding, and it's here in the owner's manual. Now, there are people that get a product, maybe they buy a car, and they just get in, turn the key, drive it off, and that's that. Now, in these days, that might work. But in the old days, you needed to read the owner's manual because it told you how often to change the oil, and it told you what tire pressure should be running the tires, and it told you all the different facets of the vehicle. Otherwise, you may be going down the road one day and there's smoke all of a sudden starts pouring up off from under the hood of your vehicle because you didn't change the oil. You didn't read the owner's manual. It told you to change the oil, but you didn't do it. And so there is a problem there. There are people today that are living their lives and smoke is coming from under the hood of their life, and their life is in shambles. Unfortunately, some of these people may even be Christians, but they're not paying attention to the owner's manual. They're not doing what God has directed us to do. They're not living the way God has directed us to live. This is a good time at the beginning of this year when a lot of us make New Year's resolutions, something that we feel strongly enough about to say, we're going to be committed to doing this year. It might be a good time for us to make a commitment that we're going to read the scriptures this year, and we're not just going to read them in a cursory way, but we're going to meditate upon them. We're going to memorize some verses. We're going to seek to impart that truth of God's word into our very beings. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness and the devil came upon him, the devil himself said, isn't it written that if you cast yourself off of the pinnacle of the temple, that you'll still be all right. I'm paraphrasing. You'll still be okay if you do that. But Jesus responded, yes, but it is also written. We must become so familiar with the scriptures that we understand and we know what God has revealed, what God has taught, so that we are not deceived by the enemy and we are able to overcome the enemy in the time of temptation. Scripture says that no temptation has taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Did you know that? Do you know that God is faithful? But it's up to us to take in. Peter says, desire the pure milk of the word. The pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. He likens the scriptures to milk. He likens the scripture to nourishment that we need on a daily basis to maintain our strength. So this year, may we commit. Now, many of you read scripture on a daily basis. Thank God for that. Maybe God would have you read more. Maybe God would have you study more. I think we can all improve in the area of allowing the scriptures to marinate into our very beings. May God give us the grace to do that this year and every year. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the God.